神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Today, we want to talk to you about something that actually many people are involved in it, and to them, it seems like there is nothing wrong with it.
今天我们要谈的主题是大部分的人都会涉及，可是却不觉得有什么不对的，有什么不好的一个事情。
And that is the subject of lying, falsehoods.
这就是说谎。
That which is not truth.
讲的不实在。
Actually, we can say it's truth decay.
有时候是一种事实的腐败。
Someone has said, those who are given to white lies soon become colored blind. This means that when you tell so many lies, after a while, the truth either doesn't mean anything to you or you really don't understand fully what the truth is.
有人这样说，如果我们常常说白色的谎言，到头来呢，不久就会变成不分辨颜色了，就是像色盲一样。意思是说，当我们说习惯了一些即使是善良的谎言呢，也会到变成一个地步，我们分辨不出来什么是事实，什么是不真实的。
I'm going to talk about different ways of lying.
我要讲几种不同的谎言。
Actually, lying is something false.
所谓的谎言就是说不真实的。
It's a deliberate untruth with the intent to deceive someone.
所谓的说谎就是用不真实的这样的言语，而且对某一个对象来欺骗。
I'm sure many of you are acquainted with this.
那我们应该都很熟悉吧。
But then we have another kind we call little white lies.
另外一种我们讲说是白色的谎言。
These are untrue statements that appear to be harmless and unimportant.
他的意思是说呢，说出来的谎言呢，他是为了不伤害人。
It's a lie where the person, saying it feels justified in not being truthful.
那用这种理由认为说呢，我可以不用讲实话，因为呢，我是为了对方着想。
This has become so much a part of many people's lives.
这个变成很多人生活里面的很大的一部分。
A few examples might be, your mother calls and she'd like you to come over.And you'll say to her, I'm too tired to come over, instead of saying, I have other plans.
比如说呢，你的妈妈打电话给你，要你过去一下。本来呢，你是不想去，你很累。但是你不这样说，你就对她说，我还有其他的计划。
Sometimes there is an argument, maybe between husband and wife, mother and child, maybe an employer-employee, where you're very angry. You should be able to say, I am really angry about this. Instead, you say, anything you want is okay with me.
有时候在亲子之间，或者是夫妻之间，或者是在工作老板、上司跟雇员之间呢，在我们很生气的时候，我们不说我很生气，而反而说呢，好吧，就让你要怎么做就怎么做。
You know, sometimes we may be very depressed, but we don't want anyone to know it. And someone asks us to go out, and we'll just say, well, I have a headache.
有时候你出去了，人家碰到你，你心里面呢非常的沮丧，可是你又不想吐露出来，所以有人就问你说，你好不好？你说，哎呀，就是有点头痛。
Now, sometimes someone may give you a book,And they want you to read it. But they ask you how you like it. You'll say to them, well, I haven't finished reading it when you really hadn't even started it.
有时候有人问你说你那本书看得怎么样，事实上你连看都还没有看，可是你却说呢，我还没有看完呢。
Sometimes you need to send a check and should have sent it before. And the person calls up and says, I didn't get the check. And you immediately say, well, it's in the mail. And of course, in your mind, you're thinking you'll go home and write it and put it in the mail.
有时候你需要给人家一张支票，可是你没有寄出去，对方打电话来问你没有说呢，对不起，我还没有寄，你却说呢已经寄了，大概你还没有收到吧。在你的想法里面，你就想说我赶快回家，然后把它写一写寄出去吧。
So we see that this happens so often in our lives if we're not careful.
如果你没有注意不小心的话，在我们的生活里面是常常会有这些谎言出现的。
And when we get into this habit, then you can tell any kind of lie, anytime.
只要你有这种习惯的话，任何时候任何情况你都可以说谎。
You say, what do you mean by any kind of lies? There are different kinds.
你说可以讲各种不同的谎言，那是什么意思呢？因为有好几种形态的谎言。
We have talked about the white lie. Now I want to talk about the half-truths.
我们谈过白色或者是良善的谎言，接下来我们要谈到就是一半的真实。
Now this is either a statement or an action that's only partly true with the deliberate intent to deceive a person.
这个意思就是说呢，你只把一半的事实呈现出来，那另外一半不讲呢，是有意的要欺骗对方。
You see, this is a very cunning method of deception with just enough truth to be convincing.
这个是很圆滑、很婉转的欺骗，只讲一点事实，让对方觉得好像很有道理。
Let me give you a little example of this half-truth. There was a very rich man who had a wife, a very beautiful wife. He had to leave the area where he was to go to another area.He realized in this area that probably they would take his wife and maybe kill him.
让我跟你讲一个例子来说明什么叫做一半的事实，然后一半的谎言。曾经有一对夫妇，他的太太非常的漂亮，那他们需要迁移到另外一个地方去。刚好要搬移的，就是要迁移的地方呢，是一个可能会杀掉他，然后来娶他那漂亮的太太的一个地方。
And he told her to tell them that she was his sister.
因为有这种担心，所以他就告诉太太说呢，你要跟对方说你是我的妹妹。
In reality, she was his half-sister, but she was his wife.
那事实上呢，她也是算是一半是他的妹妹，但是呢，事实上她是妻子。
Sure enough, when they got there, the leader, the head of the area there, took the wife from him, thinking it was his sister.
那因为这样子以为她是妹妹，所以那个地方的一个首领就想要娶她的这个妹妹，因为她很漂亮。
The leader treated him well until one day he recognized and found out that this was really that man's wife.
这个首领很善待这个先生，也善待这个太太，就是他的妹妹，一直到他发现原来这是他的妻子的时候。
And this man became very angry and he sent him away.
他就非常的生气，然后就把他赶走了。
So the wife and the husband went off and left the place where they were at.
所以就这样子，这对夫妻又可以在一起，然后往其他地方去了。
Actually, they did not have the same father, but they had the same mothers. So she was a half-sister to him.
事实上呢，这对夫妻呢，他们是同父，可是是不同的母亲。他们后来结婚。
In this day and at this place, it was not unlawful to marry your sister.
在那个时候并没有法律的规定，就是这种近亲不能结婚。
It almost cost him his life.
那这种一半的事实几乎让这个先生丧命。
He thought it would be helpful, but instead the leader became very angry and if it was not for God, would have no doubt killed him.
如果不是神保留他的生命的话，那个首领差点就要杀这个先生的。
Now let's go on to look at some other kinds of lies.
让我们再看其他形态的谎言。
Now there's one we call perjury.
另外一种就是伪证，做假见证。
Now that's when you are in court or before the government, and you are to give a testimony that should be true and must be true, but instead you lie.
就像我们到法庭里面去，我们需要在法庭里面首先发誓说呢，我一定说实话，可是事实上说出来的不是实话，这个叫伪证。
And if they catch you, then you are in very, very bad trouble.
在这种情况下，如果被抓到的话，那可是麻烦很大的。
There was a woman one time who her friend went to the officials about her and lied about her.
曾经有一个妇人，她去到官方来密告她的朋友。
The officials did not do anything and just dropped the case.
那这个官方呢，听了之后呢，并没有去处理她，就算了。
But she was very angry at her friend.
所以呢，她就对她的朋友非常的生气。
So she made up a lie and went to the officials and told this lie on her friend.
这个反过来呢，这个被密告的这个朋友呢，他知道之后很生气，他就扮成他也去官方来密告他这个朋友。
It was so convincing, and what she said she had done was really against the law, and they killed the woman.
他所去讲的是一个很严重的违抗这个法律，所以呢，他的朋友后来就被处刑。
Now, they never caught her in this lie, but all of the rest of her life, it haunted her. She felt so badly and recognized what she had done.
当她的朋友因为这样子失去生命之后，没有人知道原来她讲的并不是真实的，可是她的良心里面不放过她。后面的日子呢，她总是活在那种很愧疚的情况下面。
Then there is the lie that ensnares a person, that catches a person.
另外一种谎言呢，是会牵制另外一个人的。
It's trying to make a person accept the truth when it's not truth.
是要强迫对方来接受事实上不是事实的一种事实。
You intentionally give a false impression, or you just keep some things you just don't tell.
你有意图的、故意的让对方留下一个印象。而不去告诉他事实。
Sometimes we can do this with body language.
有时候你用你的肢体语言来做这个事情。
By the look on our face, the actions of our hands, by the shrug of our shoulder, we can tell lies that way.
从你脸上的表情啦，或者是你肩膀的动作啦，还有你这种手上的动作啦，就这样子在传递这种信息。
Another kind of deception is when there are two people you're dealing with.You tell the one thing, and you tell the other something else.
另外一种谎言的形态就是呢，你面对两个人，但是对这两个人讲的话呢，却不一致。
All of it to your own advantage.
那主要会这样讲呢，是因为以你自己的立场来讲。
Then I want to talk about one that we call the pathological liar.
另外一种就是病态性的说谎。
It's become a way of life, a sickness with them.
是一种生活的方式，是一种病。
Sometimes we call them a compulsory liar. They just seem to have to lie.
有时候呢，是一种习惯性的，必须要这样子过生活的一种说谎。
They do it often with no purpose at all.
根本没有目的，也要说谎。
They actually begin to believe their lies.
连自己都相信自己说的是正确的，是事实。
And they seem never to feel any guilt.
然后从来不觉得有罪恶感。
I had an aunt like that.
我有一个姨妈就像这样子。
It just seemed like she could never tell the truth.
好像呢，她从来呢没有办法讲实话。
She enjoyed making things look better and bigger.
她很享受或者是很乐于讲一些事情，把它夸张的讲，而且讲不事实。
She used to tell all kinds of stories that were not true.
总是讲一些不是真实的一些故事。
She would tell people she traveled places that she never traveled.
比如说呢，她就讲说她去旅行，而根本就没有去那个地方旅行。
Maybe you know someone like that.
有时候你也发现有些人是这样子的。
Now I have given you a large scope of definitions of different kinds of lying.
我刚给你的是总括所有的这种谎言的形态。
Now most what we do comes from a belief system within us.
这些大部分都是从我们里面的这种信念的这个里面的系统而出的毛病。
Now, many believe this. They don't see themselves as a liar. They just respond to the need of the situation.
有很多人是这样想，我不是说谎，我只是顺着这个情况环境来应变而已。
And they feel like it forces them, that situation, to tell a lie.
所以呢，是环境的因素，或者是这个情况的责任呢，致使我不得不说谎。
You know, one man was saying to us that he didn't tell lies.
有一个男人这样对我说，他不说谎的。
And we said, never tell one, and he said, only when I had to.
那当我在追问说，难道一个都没说过吗？他就说，除非我需要我才说。
So you see, he himself didn't believe he was lying, only when it helped out a situation.
所以他认为呢，是环境逼迫他讲的这种谎言呢，他不认为那是说谎。
Some may say, I have to lie because I'm afraid of what others will think of me,since I'm not really the person that I should be or they think that I am.
有时候是这样子的想法，就是呢，我没有呈现出我理想中应该做的，所以呢，为了怕对方来看到我这种做法呢，所以我只好来隐瞒说谎。
And it's true that fear is many times the reason why we do lie.
事实上，像这种情况，这种害怕、恐惧呢，会造成我们说谎的一个内因。
Sometimes we just deceive ourselves to hide the truth from ourselves.
有时候我们是自欺，欺骗自己，不要面对事实。
Maybe the fear is that we envy.
因为呢，我们里面有一种害怕。
We have jealousies toward others and we want to harm them.
我们会怕失去，或者是我们有那种嫉妒，所以呢，我们就说谎。
And many times it's because we have a desire for personal profit or material gain.
有时候是为了自己的益处，自己的一些好处，或者是物质上各方面的，我们就说谎。
And if we tell the truth, we will not gain.
有时候你说实话，你就会损失。
Another is we want to be accepted. We want to look good before others.
那有时候我们说谎是为了要让别人接受被肯定。
We want to receive praise and recognition.
为了要让别人赞美我们。
We may have to tell a lie so that we can seem like we are the one that is actually very significant. We're really great.
有时候我们说谎是为了要让别人好像认同，认为我们是那个非常有价值很有能力的人。
And some other reasons which I think probably is another area that is a large one is that we want to escape negative consequences.
最多的原因呢，因素呢，应该是我们想要逃避责任，所以我们就说谎。
We want to escape being exposed, something that we've done.
我们怕我们所做的一些事情呢，被暴露出来。
We may even lie to avoid conflicts.
有时候我们为了要逃避这种冲突，就只好说谎。
And in all of these, we say that, well, it had to be, we had to do this.
所以你就会说服自己说呢，必须一定要这样说。
Now let us look to see if there is a solution to this problem of lying.
接下来我们来看一看有没有什么样的办法可以解决，帮助我们不要说谎。
First, we must recognize that lying will catch up with us.
我们要记得我们说的谎，这个谎呢，我们到时候会掉进去的。
You know the word of God tells us that God hates a liar.
圣经告诉我们神憎恶说谎的人。
There is another scripture that says that in hell the liars will be there.
那圣经也告诉我们到后来在地狱里面的都是虚谎的人。
You see, God is truth.
因为神他就是真理。
Now there are those of you who doesn't feel there is a God.
或许有人说哪里有神呢？
And yet, in all civilizations, lying has never really been accepted.
但是不管你承认有没有神，所有的法律呢，绝对都不容许说谎的。
You see, lying may disrupt unity.
因为说谎会破坏人跟人之间的和谐。
Once your wife finds out you've lied to her, the unity of your family is broken.
只要有一次你被你的妻子发现你骗她的话，那你们的和谐关系就被破坏了。
It also affects others, not just yourself.
不是只有影响你自己，也影响到别人。
It brings negative consequences in your life.
会带来你人生里面的那种啊负面的一些结果。
It actually compounds the problem because one lie, and then you have to tell another lie, and you have to cover that with another lie.
也会让你的问题越来越复杂，因为一个谎言总是要接第二个谎言来圆谎。
Maybe some of you just associate with liars and you take it on.
那有的人呢，就是总是就是以谎来说谎，所以越来就越多。
Actually, there's many who actually begin to enjoy lying.
那到后来你就很享受说谎了。
You see, lying, we get exposed after a time.
说谎欺骗有一天是会暴露，会出现漏洞的。
We will be found out.
你会被逮到的。
You see, lying has weakened our system of living.
那说谎呢，会让你的这种生活的里面的能力呢，越来越脆弱。
We look at business now and we don't believe what they say to us.
比如说呢，你现在去买东西的时候呢，你会发现你不太相信商人的话。
We read things in the newspaper and we don't believe what they say.
那看着报纸呢，你也不太相信报纸上的话。
We just don't believe people much anymore.
所以现在你会发现呢，我们不太能够相信别人了。
Because as a society, we have accepted lying.
因为这个社会呢，已经有那么多的那种对谎言的接纳。
And as that man that I quoted from said that eventually we become colorblind, we get to the place where we don't know what is truth.
所以就像我刚才讲过的，就是好像变成色盲了，不再有什么颜色的谎言，什么都觉得没有关系了。
Now I recognize that many times telling the truth is really not easy.
我知道在很多情况下面要讲实话是不容易的。
But you have to recognize that it's your character that you're building. It's you that after a while people will recognize as a person of truth.
如果你执着讲实话的时候呢，你会被认同，被肯定，是一个很有诚信，很被信任的一个人。
If you want to learn to tell the truth, you have to recognize that you cannot please people.All the time.
如果你是那一个决定要都说实话的人的话，你要预备，就是说有时候呢，你没有办法让别人都很高兴。
That you cannot be responsible for everybody's feelings.
那你也不需要对别人的感受来负责任。
We don't want to hurt people.
我们当然不想伤害人。
And you say it's easier to lie to help them.
有时候你说呢，让我用一点谎言来帮助他吧。
But we're not really helping them to live a lie.
但是呢，你并没有办法帮助他活在这种谎言里面。
So we may explain to them we cannot do this, which is very difficult at times.
那当然，你要跟对方讲实话的话，你需要跟他解释，因为可能很难的。
We can speak the truth in a very loving way.
有时候呢，你用一个非常正确或者是很好的态度来讲实话
Until the person recognizes we really care about them.
以至于对方呢接受你的实话的时候呢也同时呢体会到你的那种关心
We don't want to hurt them. We want to help.
你不是要伤害他而是让对方知道说你是要帮助他
We know that we're not perfect. We make mistakes. Then we face up to our mistakes.
我们都会犯错所以呢何不让我们就面对我们的错误
You see, we cannot be responsible for how other people respond to the truth.
那我们对别人说不说实话，对别人怎么做呢？我们不用去负责任。
You see, when we live the truth, we become an example.
但是呢，我们却有责任好好的要把事实来呈现，然后我们就成为一个榜样，一个模范。
Most of all, we become an example to our children.
特别是我们会成为我们的儿女的一个榜样。
Until truth can become precious to them.
这样的话，对我们的儿女来讲，他们认为诚实是很重要的。
That when you're gone, they'll still do the things that is right because it's truth.
以至于你不在的时候，他们仍然做应该做的，而且呢，你没有看到他们还是做正确的。
You say, how can I do that?
那你怎么做到这样子呢?
Be an example to them.
你必须要自己是一个诚实的父母。
Obey the laws.
你要顺服,你要遵从法律。
While I was in Taiwan, I was crossing the street. I looked both ways, and I was coming across the street when a motorcycle went through the red light, coming very, very fast, and only missed me by one step.
有一次我在台湾的时候呢，我实在是都很看清楚了，马路的两端都没有车子，我就走过去。结果我在过马路的时候，有一部摩托车呢，就从我身边很近的擦身过去，几乎撞到我。
Obeying the laws makes a community that is solid, a community that is strong, a community that will go forward.
如果我们愿意遵守法律的话，会让整个社区、整个社会有一个很安全的，而且一个很好的、稳固的一个根基。
Don't talk about people in front of your children.
在孩子面前不要谈别人的是非。
It will not help them nor edify them, and many times you don't know what you're saying is really true.
有时候你说的话不一定都是真的，但是这些话呢，会影响或者是不造就你的孩子。
Another way is to admit your mistakes.
还有一个方法怎么面对解决我们说谎的这样的一个情况，就是呢，我们就承认我们有这个问题。
For some, that's very difficult, but it really is very helpful to you when you can let others know I make mistakes.
如果我们学习就是要承认我们的错误的话，那事实上我们就会很容易的在别人面前来承认我们的错误。
Learn to apologize when you've been wrong or you've been unfair.
当我们错的时候呢，或者是我们不诚信的时候呢，我们就学习跟人家来道歉。
And listen, do only or promise only what you can faithfully keep, what you can faithfully do.
当你承诺事情的时候，只能承诺你确定你有把握你可以做到的才去跟人家答应。
You see, it's very hard to say no many times.
有时候要跟人家拒绝说不行是很难的。
But be sure that you can do what you're saying you can do and do it with ease and learn to say no, very kindly, but no.
但是你要学习量力而为，就是你知道你做得到，你才能答应，而且你要学习去拒绝人家。
Never ignore dishonesty.
绝对不要对这种不诚实而置之不管。
Know the facts.
知道事实。
Confront the why of dishonesty instead of the act. In other words, don't hit at the person, but just find out why. Why did they lie?
有时候呢，对于对我们说谎欺骗的人呢，我们一定要去面对，找出来为什么他需要这样子说谎。
We should always reward honesty.
对于那些诚实的人呢，我们要去赞扬他们。
And when you have to give punishment, particularly to your children, then let them know the punishment for lying.
有时候呢，对你的孩子的说谎，一定要加以牵制处罚，而且要让他跟他解释为什么我跟你处罚。
So desire in your heart to be honest. Allow your character to be built. Let others know that you are an honest person.
你要定义成为一个诚实的人。这样的话你心里面就累积或者是建造一种道德品格，而且你会被认同，被别人认知呢，你是一个被尊重的人。
Telling a lie may make you look better, but telling the truth makes you feel better.
或许你说我说一点谎可以欺瞒人家，让人家觉得我好一些，但是呢，你如果说事实的话，你自己里面会感觉好一些。
And as always, our help is in Jesus Christ.
记得如果你需要帮助的话，耶稣是我们随时的帮助。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。